This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A powerful 7.2 magnitude earthquake struck Haiti on Saturday, causing several deaths and toppling buildings in the disaster-plagued Caribbean nations still recovering from a devastating 2010 earthquake. The epicenter shook homes, sent people scrambling for protection, and was about 100 miles or 160 kilometers by road from the center of the densely populated capital, Port-au-Prince. A woman who lives near there told AFP, quote, "Lots of homes are destroyed, people are dead, and some are at the hospital." She said, quote, "Everyone is in the street now and the shocks keep coming." The long initial shock was felt in much of the Caribbean. It damaged schools as well as homes on Haiti's southwestern peninsula, according to images from witnesses. The head of the country's civil protection agency says he can confirm there are deaths, but does not have an exact toll yet. Residents shared images on social media of the ruins and concrete buildings, including a church in which a ceremony was apparently underway on Saturday in a southwestern town. A magnitude 7.0 quake in January 2010 transformed much of Port-au-Prince and nearby cities into dusty ruins, killing more than 200,000 people and injuring some 300,000 others. More than 1.5 million Haitians were made homeless, leaving island authorities and the international humanitarian community with a colossal challenge in a country lacking either a land registry or building codes. The quake destroyed hundreds of thousands of homes, as well as administrative buildings and schools, not to mention 60% of Haiti's healthcare system. The latest quake comes just over a month after President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated in his home by a team of gunmen. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Lebanon's army Saturday raided gas stations and seized petrol to curb hoarding as the central bank chief stood firm on his decision to halt fuel subsidies. Lebanon is gripped by one of the world's worst economic crises since the 1850s, according to the World Bank, and is struggling with fuel, bread, and medicine shortages. On Wednesday, the central bank chief said he would halt state subsidies on fuel imports to ease pressure on the bank's dwindling foreign reserves, sparking panic across the country. On Saturday, he insisted he would not back down from his decision without a parliamentary vote, saying foreign reserves had fallen to $14 billion. The Lebanese pound has lost more than 90% of its value on the black market, and 78% of the population lives below the poverty line. Crippling shortages of fuel and power cuts lasting more than 22 hours a day have left many businesses and homes without the diesel needed to power private generators, plunging the country into darkness. The last-minute decision to send 3,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan to help partially evacuate the U.S. embassy is calling into question whether U.S. President Joe Biden will meet his August 31st deadline for fully withdrawing combat forces. The first U.S. Marines began arriving in Kabul, the capital, on Friday, and most of the rest of the 3,000 are due by Sunday. Officials have stressed the newly arriving troops' mission is limited to assisting the airlift of embassy personnel and Afghan allies, as they expect to complete by month's end. Afghan officials said on Saturday the Taliban seized two more provinces and approached the outskirts of Kabul, while also launching a multi-pronged assault on a major northern city defended by former warlords. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani delivered a televised speech, his first public appearance since the recent Taliban gains, and pledged not to give up the, quote, achievements of the 20 years since the U.S. toppled the Taliban after the 9/11 attacks. The Biden administration has asserted that Afghan security forces have tangible advantage over the insurgents, including a viable air force and superior numbers. And families of those missing after Turkey's worst floods in years nervously watched rescue teams search buildings on Saturday, fearing the death toll from the raging torrents could rise further. At least 44 people have died from the floods in the northern Black Sea region, the second natural disaster to strike the country this month. The floods brought chaos to the north just as authorities were declaring wildfires that raged through the south for 2 weeks had been brought under control. About 45 centimeters or 18 inches of rain fell in less than 3 days in one village. Find more on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.